Magistrate Louisa Bazzani was the one who was unhappy, and good on her for letting them know to say, I'm not happy about this, but I think you've got to go a step further, don't you, and say, righto, look, there are certain punishments involved for people who do what you're doing right now. You're breaking the law right in front of me, so you're going to pay a price for that. You can be found in contempt, surely. And by the way, how does this in any way help the blokes who are before the court who you apparently are friends with? They are charged with making preparations for incursions into foreign countries to engage in hostile activities. They face a maximum penalty of life in jail if found guilty. If you were the blokes who were sitting there behind the protective glass in the accused dock, do you reckon that you would be shooting a dirty glance or two to your knucklehead mates at the back of the courtroom who aren't standing for the magistrate, considering that that same magistrate will decide your fate? And at the moment you're facing life in jail? With friends like this, who needs enemies? These people are there to support accused terrorists, and they decide they're not going to stand for the magistrate. And the magistrate is not happy about it, tells them to stand, and they ignore her. And then the lawyer, isn't the lawyer supposed to help you when you're in court? The lawyer says, no, they're not standing for you because it's not in line with their Muslim faith. I wonder what he's getting an hour.